I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rahimi and Harris.
Who is calling on our Score hotline? It's brought to you by Circa Sports Illinois.
Cool Gordon.
Hey! Ozzy.
You have been very great news to see. You got your own show. You earned it. You deserve it. Now you have it.
Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score.
To be in this division with all these great coaches and these great rosters and three playoff teams last year, it's going to take a lot of hard work to get us to be on that same level and surpass that level. But I'm very confident in the people that we have here in this building, both in the locker room and upstairs, that we can get this done.
I'm sorry. I was just laughing because that was Ben Johnson. This is Rahimi and Harris on the Score. We're dissecting the Bears' schedule that Marshall and I both think is tricky, to say the least. And then I'm laughing because on our text line, 229, Marshall is acting like the Bears are Mississippi State, and the SEC schedule just got released, and it says Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and no Vandy or Kentucky.
And did you see my response?
Go ahead.
I said, well, we can't actually beat Kentucky most years, so there's that. I have a healthy skepticism. Show me something. I don't even want to be right. But what have you seen that leads you to believe that this team is about to destroy this schedule?
Here's my issue is they did what they were supposed to do in the offseason to give you a reason to have a different outlook.
Yeah.
It's not like you're copying and pasting last year's Bears staff and last year's Bears personnel and last year's team into this schedule.
Honestly,
if that were the case, I'd have run out of the studio already.
If they had copied and pasted, they would have gone 4-13 instead of 5-12.
I'd be like, hi guys, I'm taking a 4-month vacation.
No.
Call me when the season is over.
I think the thing is, when you look at the schedule and you realize how good some of these teams were, and I know a lot of people are really leaning on the fact that there are so many close games, so many just misses by the Bears last season. I get it, but it's not like other teams didn't also take steps to also make their teams better because A, they're trying to compete, B, they're trying to hold on to the division title or challenge for the division title if you're, say, the Vikings. Other teams get better, too. Other teams make offseason moves, too. The Bears see a couple of teams that they should be very happy to see on their schedule in the Browns in particular. Although, I wish they saw the Browns earlier and the Saints as well. Those are teams I don't – like the Steelers. I want to play the Steelers later because that's usually when they start tailing off.
Especially if they have, say, a 40-year-old quarterback.
Because he might not be around.
Wink.
He might not be around, but to play the Vikings in Detroit out of the chute, that's problematic.
So now we are going to do a game that we did at the beginning of the Major League Baseball season. If you'll recall, similar to those graphics that you see on the internets, we want to put the games into categories. So here are our categories. Everybody ready? Fam? Ray? Robbie?
Oh, yeah.
Marshall?
I'm ready. I'm prepared.
229 had the SEC comment. That was hilarious. So let's go toss up, capital L, like you just, there's no way that's a win. Game you have to win, and then Ben Johnson should cook.
Okay, those are the categories. I'm heavy on the games you have to win, by the way. Those are the ones you really want to circle.
Yes, the games you have to win. So I'm going to get my pen out. Everybody ready? Get
yeah.
your schedules. Let's start with number one. Monday Night Football against the Vikings. I'm going to categorize this, unfortunately, as a capital L.
No, I'm not. I have it as a toss-up game. I have this as a true toss-up game. It's the first game of the season. You have, as you just described last segment, the coaching bump, right? Of Ben Johnson as a new coach. We know that J.J. McCarthy, if he's the quarterback, that will be his first NFL game. Dennis Allen, dial it up. Dial it all the way up. But the most intriguing thing about this is it takes us exactly one game to figure out the answer to one question. Should Jalen Johnson be traveling?
And the answer is yes.
Well, we'll see what the results look
no,
like.
No, Jalen Johnson 100% has to be on Justin Jefferson all the time in that game.
But then when Jordan Addison goes for...
Oh, we get the NFL Films music?
Yeah, when Jordan Addison goes for a buck 50, are you going to stand by that?
That's what I'm saying. Why do you think I put it into capital L category?
Oh, so you're saying that you...
Like, that's what I said. All right, let's go around the horn. Ray and Robbie, what do you think?
All right, Robbie, I'll let you go first.
Against the Vikings, you have to win this game. That is a statement game against a quarterback in his first real career start. You have to win that game.
So
the Bears should win that.
You're saying that is a game you have to win.
Correct. The Bears must win that game.
And if you don't win it, what?
I mean, I think that's just embarrassing. You have this new head coach and you lose. That should be an embarrassing loss if you lose.
I'm of the opposite thought where I'm like, you know what? Go ahead and start like getting tricky with it. You know, if you're talking about EPA and all that and you're okay with your quarterback throwing interceptions, throw a bunch against the Vikings.
There you go.
I will lose the battle to win the war, and that's why I think it's a capital L.
Four touchdowns and two interceptions sounds good to me. Right?
I don't even care about the interceptions. I don't even know what that number is going to be. Just saying.
I'm going to be different from all you guys on this one. I'm going to say, because it's Ben Johnson's debut as a head coach, that he should cook. This is going to be a Ben Johnson should cook game. And I don't want this to be like the second coming of Matt Nagy, where on his debut he rolled out in the T formation and all that cheesy crap that didn't mean anything. But I'm going to say Ben Johnson should cook because it's his debut as head coach, baby.
So let me get this straight. The first game of the season, we all have in different categories.
That's right.
Fantastic.
That's the Bear season right there.
All right. Number two, Detroit, Robbie.
I mean, that's a tough out.
Sit this one out. I'm sorry.
Yep, sorry, guys.
It is at Detroit. Here's why I'm getting crazy. This, to me, is a toss-up.
I have it as a toss-up as well.
It's a toss-up because, number one, the Lions did collapse against the Bears at the Thanksgiving game. So I feel like in this case, not only is that possible again, but they have had a huge brain drain, as we know, on the coaching staff. That doesn't mean they had a talent drain necessarily, but I feel like that is a game where Ben Johnson is going to be fired up. I think Caleb Williams will absolutely be hyped to face the Lions, knowing he does the discussion with the Amon-Ra and Equanimeous St. Brown brothers. I feel like that is one of those where he can walk in, show them a little something now that he took their head coach. It's almost like Mr. Steal Your Girl. It's going to be Mr. Steal Your Win. So I feel like this is definitely a toss-up.
All right, well, I'm going to go with this is a game you have to win because, A, it's a division game, and, B, this is the first time Ben Johnson will face his former team, and this is like the little brother getting in the fight with the big brother. The little brother needs to come in, sock the big brother right in the nose, right out the gate. So I'm going to say it's a must win.
All right, must win. What do you think, Marshall?
This is a game Ben Johnson should honestly cook.
Yeah, I actually just argued for the Ben Johnson should cook and then said it was a toss-up.
You're going, no, listen. You're going back to Detroit. You're trying to remember and remind people what they missed. You're saying, hey, guys, love you, had a great run, stayed an extra year when I didn't have to, but now I'm in this division doing my own thing, and we're here to let you know the Bears have arrived.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You guys are delusional. The Bears are so the Lions are just so talented.
I'm going to amend mine to Ben Johnson should cook.
Yeah, Ben Johnson should cook. If he's not going to cook against Detroit, when is he going to cook?
Okay, why are we delusional, Robbie? Because you love the Lions.
I understand they lost their offensive coordinator and they lost the defensive coordinator. Who did the Lions lose talent-wise? They lost nobody. All these players are getting better. They are still very young. And you're coming into Detroit? That's a 7-point spread, 5.5-point spread.
Did Matty Eberflus beat Detroit?
I'm saying
thankful
he didn't call that timeout.
The only I think thing that goes in your favor here is the fact that the Lions had 16 players on injured reserve. I forget off the top of my head.
Hutch is coming back too.
Yeah, that's a lot of players on injured reserve. So okay, but I'm still categorizing it as Ben Johnson should cook as the game on the 21st against the Cowboys. I don't care who's trying to steer that ship that is rudderless. And it is indeed rudderless. It's a home game. It's your third game of the season. W.
Just straight W.
W. I don't even need to. No. Cowboys week means nothing to me except for the fact that the Bears should be cooking at that point.
Well, I'm glad you said that because for the second straight game, I'm going to let you know Ben Johnson should cook. It's the Cowboys defense.
So BJSC is Ben Johnson should cook.
Yeah.
L is easy because it's capital L.
I think it's a game you have to win because it's a tough start to the year. The first two games are a little tough. Divisional games, you have to win this game. At home, too.
Yeah, I agree. Game you have to win because you need to know your opponent. We know the Bears will be scouting up the Cowboys. And what we discussed yesterday is the Cowboys on a nationally televised game. Come on, man. That's an L for the Cowboys. Take that L. Take the layup. Beat the Cowboys in primetime.
Wow. Guys, we're up. We're already time-wise. I don't know that we're going to get through this entire thing. Should we, like, do it in two parts?
Yes.
Should we break it up? Yeah. All right.
Let's get to the bye week.
This is part one. We'll get to the bye week.
No, we got to go farther than that.
We have to go eight games.
Yeah, go.
Part two will be later in this show. We'll figure out the time. So, Las Vegas, to me, at Vegas, especially now that we know a bunch of Bears fans are going because I've already bought the tickets and the flight prices are crazy, according to our text line. I say this is a game you have to win.
Wait, you're going to that game?
No, but people are already telling us that, like, the flight prices are crazy and everything.
Oh, okay.
I believe you have to win.
Yeah, that's...
If you want to be successful, you need to beat the Raiders in Vegas in front of your home crowd.
If you don't want the meatball machine to explode from fans just... overuse and also ready to fire Ben Johnson after four games. They need to beat the Raiders. The problem is the Raiders, as I mentioned, have an experienced head coach in Pete Carroll. And that quarterback head coach dynamic is very advanced because it's Geno Smith.
This is a game you have to win, but I'm watching out for Max Crosby. Caleb Williams may see a lot of Max Crosby that game.
A game you have to win for sure. But overall, the Bears should be the better team and need to win this game.
All right, now we have gotten to the bye week.
Where we all win.
That's a toss-up.
That's a win. We all lose. That's a win.
We all lose because we have no Bears.
The shade out of you.
Robbie's a hater.
Javi Baez being good isn't enough for you today?
Yeah, no, yeah, you're never mind. All right, that's a game you should win.
The bye week. Washington, toss-up. Jaden Daniels, we want to see if that's genuine success. They get Deebo Samuel. The Commanders have added a ton. So I think that is a toss-up. It's Caleb Williams going home. That's why I feel like it's not a capital L. Toss up.
I think it's a game you have to win. I think if everyone out here who's predicting the Bears to have a winning record is serious about that, that needs to be coming out of the bye week, a week where you take advantage of the preparation time and find a way to win. You say a lot of bad things about Matt Eberflus in that game last year, But the defense was prepared to play, except for the end of the game, obviously, Tyreek Stevenson, and even the decision not to call a timeout to play before
that. I'm calling
it.
Tyreek Stevenson has some sort of blitz package where he sacks somebody, just to sack Jaden Daniels, just to right the world for
him. Does he go back to his position, or does he try to taunt fans after he has a successful play in D.C.?
Yeah, that's the...
Or sorry, Landover.
And if you do that again, you're going to have to buy the entire team Joe Stick and Stone Crab for a week. That's my punishment to you.
What do you have, Ray?
I am going to say that this is a toss-up, and I feel like I'm being generous because my heart, unfortunately, tells me it's a capital L. But, you know, at this point, we will have been 6 weeks into the season. At 6 weeks into the season, we're going to have part of the answer to the question, did the Bears do enough to help Caleb Williams get to the next level? I am hoping the answer will be yes at that point.
Wait,
but it's a toss-up.
That's a question?
A question we've been throwing around.
That's
we asked Sean King. You know,
yes.
The Bears definitely did. It's on Caleb now. I want to be very clear. This, looking at the schedule or not, it is all on Caleb. They have devoted so many resources to the development of Caleb Williams, starting with the head coach, then going to the offseason acquisitions that were made to bolster the offensive line. Then the first two picks of the draft were offensive weapons for Caleb Williams. Oh, no, we're not doing that. Did they do enough? What more did you want them to do?
Wait, no, you're all over the place.
No, I'm
you're
not.
Like, we haven't seen Ben Johnson. He's not a proven head coach.
No, I'm saying the question was, did they do enough?
I know.
So they went and got Ben Johnson. That's step one.
No, but we're asking that question the entire season. That is something we're going to have to see play out. So I don't mind that he's saying you have to see games to prove that.
I think
yourself has said that there's an issue when it comes to whether or not this is going to be proven.
Yeah, I don't know if Caleb Williams is going to be good enough, but they've done enough to set the table for him. He's got the groceries. He's got to be the one now to cook. It's not going to be on anybody else but Caleb Williams.
That clarification is key.
No, I'm saying they've done enough for him. Caleb, go to work.
So that's established for game six or game number five. All right, we broke this up. I didn't realize this was going to be so robust. So let's produce on the fly here and tell everybody when we're coming back to this. Do we want to come back to it at 12:25?
I think we should just keep going. Oh, we can't.
We can't.
12:25 is the place for that.
All right,
12:25 after five on it.
All right, we will come back to this at 12:25 for part two and perhaps part three of our categorizing of the games. Because what we have next is pretty special. Austin Huff, who you know on this show, is the guy who wore Kim Mulkey's jacket. He's of the Melissa and Austin show. They're doing a lot to help good puppy dogs. So we're going to tell you how you can help coming up next. This is Rahimi and Harris. We'll get back to the games, like we said, at 12:25. And don't forget, Brad Underwood is joining our show, too. That's at 11:25. All of that coming up on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.